Manx Radio Sport.
A very good evening. Welcome to Friday Sport Preview on Manx Radio. Rob Pritchard here with you until 6:30 p.m. to look ahead to the sporting action taking place across the Isle of Man this weekend. So, coming up tonight, Corinthians and St John's will battle it out for a place in the ECAP FA Cup final, and the Women's FA Cup gets underway as part of the latest footballing fixtures. In rugby, Vagabonds Ladies will be home to make a strong finish to their excellent league campaign as they host their final home game of the season tomorrow. And in hockey, it's the final weekend of the Men's and Ladies League season on Saturday, with the fate of some of the teams across the divisions still to be decided. That is all to come this evening. Starting out with football then tonight, as I mentioned, cup action taking centre stage on both Saturday and Sunday around the usual selection of league games taking place across the Isle of Man. So we'll bring him straight in, Tony Meppham. Very good evening to you.
Good evening to you, Rob, and hopefully weather's kind to us tonight. We always have to look at the weather first, don't we? Make sure we've got plenty of games on. Big one as well, the ECAP FA Cup semi-final. The winners of this one will join Peel in the final on Easter Saturday.
They will indeed, and as of this moment, we don't have any disruption to games at all?
No, we're all good. Everything today, certainly in the office, has all come through clear, so no problems. It's just maybe tonight a little bit of rain, but hopefully we'll get away with it.
Well, that's what we like to hear. It's an encouraging start. Okay, let's take a look on Saturday then. So we'll start with that ECAP FA Cup semi-final kicking off at 2 p.m. up at Bala Fletcher. Corinthians versus St John's for the chance to face Peel in the ECAP FA Cup final.
Yeah, and it's going to be a close game, this one, I think. Certainly Corinthians, St John's, two good sides chasing silverware all over the place. You know, they're still in touch with the league. I think it's a big ask for St John's, but they're still there. They've got the Railway Cup semi-finals. Hopefully, if they qualify, we'll find that out in the next couple of weeks. And when you look at the Hospital Cup's due to start shortly, and here we are into the semi-final of the ECAP FA Cup now. On paper, no Chrissy Cannell for Corinthians. I think Stewie Smith's injured as well. So two key players that Corinthians have lost. But they've got one or two players hopefully will come back in and fill those roles. Phil Kelly being one. And when you look at sort of Tom Callister in that centre midfield, you've got Danny Gerrard and also Ryan Gartland. It's a good solid midfield. And you've got Ashton Canton, and the man in form at the moment, isn't it? Excuse me, with two hat-tricks, is Jay Chatwood. So he could be a big difference. And unfortunately, Joe Middleton's missing. So it's all one of those. We don't know what Sir John's squad, but Dean Lees is not including FC Alaman. So if he's there, and defensively, Will Penhulrich, Sam Ingham have looked so solid. And in midfield, Ray Lovell, great couple of goals by him last week. So it's going to be close. It's got to be decided on the day. I know you're looking for a result from me, but I'm not going to stick my neck out at the moment. I just need to have a little bit more thought about it. But it's going to be on the day. And, you know, two good sides who are right up there in the league battle.
Well, if I can't get Nancy, I'm sure Palmer on Saturday Live might do tomorrow. So, no, great game in prospect there. Okay. Well, alongside that on Saturday, there are the regular selection of league fixtures, all kicking off at 2:30 p.m., with the exception of one, which we'll come to. We'll start in the Canada Life Men's Premier League. We have four games there, and up in the north of the island at the Ballacloan Stadium, Ramsey will host Union Mills.
Yeah, and I think when you look at this one, you look at the league tables with Ramsey fifth, Union Mills are third. Union Mills have played 20 games, Rob, so they've only got four left to play. But they had that big slip up, didn't he, against Corinthians, and they'll be looking to correct that and you know, just get the form back that they had. And Paul Guyver knows that they've got a Railway Cup semi-final hopefully coming up in the next maybe 3 weeks or so, if we can get it in. But you know, Ramsey Anthony Cooper's side have really played some good football lately. The variety of goals are coming from all different players and all angles, so I think home advantage. I'm swaying it towards Ramsey.
Very well. And then over to the Memorial Playing Fields, where Maroun, they will host Russian United.
Yeah, and Russian have climbed up the table, and last week, good performance by them, as were with Maroun. They're not sort of panicking at the moment, but when you look, they've got eight games left to play. They're only 3 points away from that drop zone, so they could do with something out of this game. But, you know, Russian, I'm not too sure what their team is there. They've got one or two good young players in there. Christos Lazaridos seems to be going really well, scoring plenty of goals. Stevie Riding's in there, and at the back, they've been keeping things nice and sort of solid over the, or say, what I should say is tighter than it was before. So at the moment, going to go for Russian to win.
Very well. And then we move over to the game taking place at Blackberry Lane this weekend. And it's, if you look at it on paper at least, two polar opposites. You've got bottom of the table, Douglas High School Old Boys really needing some points, but they're up against the current league leaders, Peel.
Yeah, you're right with that comment, Rob. But I watched Old Boys against Peel in the FA Cup and, you know, went to extra time. And I just thought Peel found it hard to break them down. And Old Boys can be like that because they've got a lot of experience in there. We keep going on about the age, and you have to, because there's some older players in there, but I think they picked up a couple of red cards last week. Certainly Dean France got one, so he could be missing. And you know, when you look at the other ones, Taylor Andrews, who went off at half time, the news wasn't good for him later on because the hospital have found a double break in his shoulder. I think he had the operation on Thursday, so we wish him well, speedy recovery. But I think that could be him for the rest of the season, because I've seen the break, it's quite nasty. But as you rightly say, Peel homing in on also trophies. Daniel Bell, Mark Kelly must be absolutely chuffed to bits with the way things are going. I think Mark Kelly will be sitting in the stands because he picked up a red card last week as a co-manager with Dan. But I think, you know, the Peel faithful are in there, and I expect Peel to win against Old Boys. But Old Boys, if they could get some points, would help them massively at the foot of the table.
Very well. And the other fixture, the final fixture in the Canada Life Men's Premier League this weekend, is over at Glen Road, where Laxey, they'll take on St George's. This could be an interesting one.
Well, it could be, but you know, when you look at the result last week, St George's against St John's, the reason why is that they don't have the selection of players, Rob, that they need. They're working with limited numbers, and if you haven't got your sort of top personnel, then it's going to be very, very hard. And as we've seen with Laxey, disappointment for them recently against Peel in the Cup, and also they've got, you know, one or two sort of suspensions to take into consideration now. I think the one or two players missing out of you know, last week's squad who aren't suspended, so it's making it a little bit harder for Johnny Palmer. So this game might be a little bit closer than we first thought, but I'm just going to edge it to the younger players at Laxey just to do the job against St George's.
Very well. Let's have a quick look through the other divisions games taking place on Saturday. We'll start off with DPS Limited Division 2, and there are four games there.
There is, and let's have a look at the one top of the sheet. Governors Athletic against Jim's. Close battle, but I think Jim's at the moment just got one or two players back, so it might just help them. Braddon against Douglas Athletic. Will Smith's team, again, are playing well, scoring goals. Good result for them last weekend, so if we go Braddon to win on that. Foxtel against Michael in great form at the moment, and you know, when you look at that league table in Division 2, it's really interesting, isn't it, when you throw Castletown in as well. So Michael to take the points in that one. And Colby against St Mary's. All St Mary's want is no red cards, so they don't lose any players for the final next Friday, and they don't want any injuries. So big game for St Mary's, I think. It's just that final one, isn't it? Players will be challenging to get selected for that final, and I'm going to go for St Mary's to win in that game.
Very well. Let's take a look at the combination divisions then. And we've got five games in Canada Life Combination 1 this weekend.
Yeah, Union Mills against Ramsey. Ramsey are sort of fifth, and Union Mills are down at the bottom of the table. So it points to a Ramsey victory. Douglas Royal against Corinthians. As I said before, players have been taken out the combination team. So one or two vets, I think, have been brought in. But I'll go for Corinthians just to win it. St John's against Onken. When you look at the league table, 15 games they've played St John's this week. So, this season, sorry. So if they've got four games in hand against Peel, if they won them, that will put them on 43, 1 point behind Peel. So they're looking to get second, and I think they'll get the points tomorrow. Rushen against Moran. Still played 17, won 17. So I think after tomorrow's game, they'll be played 18, won 18. It's a solid team there. And Peel against Douglas High School Old Boys. They're a big distance in the league. Old Boys 11th, Peel 2nd. Go for Peel.
Okay, and then rounding off Saturday, four games in DPS Limited Combination 2, and one of those is an earlier kickoff as well.
Yeah, it is, and that's St Mary's. Just it's the way it's done. I know FC Alamann aren't playing at home, but we've just kept the times as they were because everyone gets used to it. But when you look at the Douglas and District against Malou have had two great results. Okay, they drew with St Mary's last week, but beat Ramsey Youth Centre what they had to do the week before. So they're looking champions elect at the moment. So Malou to win. Michael against Foxdale. Foxdale are in 10th. Michael United, who had a great start to the season but slipped down a bit next to him in the league. But Foxdale got a lot of games to play. Foxdale to win. Paul Rose against Castletown. Going to go for Pulley. Take the result in that one. And St Mary's against Colby. Disappointed St Mary's last week. They are in themselves to not pick up those 3 points that they needed to challenge for the championship. But I think they've got enough to beat Colby.
Very well, those are your fixtures for Saturday. Then we move into Sunday. We mentioned cup action taking place, of course, in the ECAP FA Cup on Saturday, but there's plenty of cup action going on Sunday as well. We have the first round coming up of the Candlelife Women's FA Cup. Two fixtures there, Tony.
Yeah, and two good fixtures and two open fixtures. Maloo against Onken. They've had good battles. They've played each other twice this year, but, you know, Onken, you know, a good side. They've got some good young players in there. Ruby Palmer, one of them, who's not long term, 16, and really sort of brought it to Onken, scoring goals, and it's great to see. So Onken, I would think, will beat Maloo. And Douglas Royal against Castletown. You have to go for Douglas Royal, but you know, Castletown got 10 players, I think, out last week, so that was good news for them. But Douglas Royal, it seems to happen in cup games, one or two players who sort of have been around on the edge because of work commitments and stuff can get time off and come in and play, and I'll go for Royal to win that.
And then last but certainly not least, we do have another cup game elsewhere on Sunday. 2:10pm kickoff at the Bowl. It's the Masters FA Cup preliminary round. Douglas and District versus Laxey.
Yeah, we fell a little bit behind on this Masters FA Cup. And this is one that, from the prelim, because obviously snow and everything else. And we've got Easter coming up as well. But Douglas and District against Laxey. Laxey beaten comfortably last week. I think it was 8-0 they lost. But against Douglas and District side, not as strong as they have been over the last couple of years, but I believe they've got maybe one or two players back this week, so I've got to go for Douglas and District, maybe just to beat Laxey.
There's your Manx football fixtures on Saturday and Sunday. Well, Tony, we've got 60 seconds here. Just briefly catch up on FC Isle of Man, a doubleheader weekend this weekend away from home against Lower Breck and Longridge Town. It's a big ask, but FC Isle of Man have been there before, did a doubleheader at home last season at one stage, if memory serves me correctly. It was Camelhead and Eccleshall, I think it was. So they've got a 22-man squad, but it's still a tough thing to try and do.
Well, it is, and I don't know how it's working, as in if players are all flying out together or whatever. I would think that would be the case, but yeah, it is a tough ask. But I don't think there's any worries, Rob, that they're going to be relegated. Yes, they want to finish as high up as they can, because, you know, you always want to look at the end of the season as many points and you've given everything you can. But you weren't here for last week's game, but you know, I felt sorry for them, because, you know, they really did chip away again, and it looked so comfortable, and then obviously it all went against them. But they've still got some strong players back in there, players coming back in. I noticed Matthew Quirk is back in the squad, and that just helps things. And I think Paul Jones would be happy enough with the 22 he's taken away for the two games.
Yes, those two games taking place across Saturday and Sunday. Well, Tony, thanks very much. We'll be catching up with you tomorrow. Now we turn to rugby, and as the end of a very strong season approaches, Vagabonds Ladies will contest their final home game of the campaign tomorrow afternoon in the Women's NC1 North West. Vaggers will host league strugglers Lee at Bala Fletcher on Saturday lunchtime, with the Manx side still in with a strong chance of finishing in the top three this season. Meanwhile, separately, there's a big opportunity for some of the island's youth players hoping to break into the senior game in the near future to showcase their skills in a friendly against UK opposition. Here with all the details, as ever, is Dave Christian.
Vagabonds Ladies' last home game of the season. There's one more away game, away at Halifax, and two wins out of those two games, and Vaggers could be on for a third place finish. Their nearest rivals are Broughton Park. Broughton Park have got two fixtures left, one against the champion Southport and the other against the second place team Chester Devers. So Broughton Park have got two massive games left. If Vaggers can knock over Lee this weekend and Halifax in a fortnight's time, they could end up finishing third, which probably on reflection wouldn't be a bad thing. If you finish second, you're potentially in the promotion places. You might have to go up a league. That's always a dangerous move. Yes, you're playing in a higher league, but the standard's a little bit higher, and unless you're exactly sure what your squad's going to be like for the following season, it's not necessarily a gamble everybody would want to take. Anyway, Vagabonds against Lee, that's the crucial thing this weekend. 12:30 kickoff at Bala Fletcher if you're going to watch. And Lee are bottom of the table. They've played 11, lost 11. Vagabonds won away at Lee 41-25, I think, on the very first day of the season back in September. They're going to be pretty much nailed on for a home win. I guess you can't be too complacent, though. You go into these games thinking you're going to win and something comes back and bites you. Vaggers ladies, they are missing a couple. Natalie Bush, normally in at tight head prop. Natalie's not available this weekend. And Corinna Daly, she's been missing for the last weekend and probably missed training, so she's finding herself on the bench, but she's a cracking player to bring on late in the game to provide some impact. Shuffle around in the front row, Jess Swales is going to go at loose head, Maisie Murray will pick up and tight head, and Ella Goodwin-Jones gets another start at hooker. So business as usual. That, I think, was the last front row that the Vagabonds turned out as well, so I don't think there's any massive changes around in there. Rest of the side, pretty much as you'd expect. Daisy Sewell at 8, key player Sophie Henry on the flank, and Daisy Sewell, her and Clara Townsend make quite a formidable back row. Backline all the same, skipper Lauren Ellison there, the big strike runner in midfield Jules Harrison. I think Vagabonds have got everything they need to do to pick up maximum points. This weekend should also have been round 2 of the Ravenscroft Manx Cup, but the fixture list is conspicuously short of any sort of Manx Cup game, and there's a very good reason for this. It's the Ellen Vannin Colts. Now, Colts rugby in the Isle of Man is under 18 level, and it's been historically a very difficult age range for the clubs to cope with. What happens is player can't play senior rugby till they're 17, but they can play at senior level in other sports. What it means is when they get to that cut-off age, when the under 15 is the cut-off range for rugby, once they get out of the under 15 age group, they've got nowhere to go other than other sports. There's just not quite enough population base to get enough under 18 rugby players together to form more than one team. Two guys stepped up from out of nowhere, really, Neil Harmer and Neil Collister. These two guys from opposite ends of the island have got together and decided we're going to run a Colts team. They've got up and got it done. It's up and running. They've had a go in the Cheshire Cup. They lost but raised a few eyebrows away at Chester earlier on in the season. But this weekend we've got Wrexham visiting the Isle of Man, Wrexham youth here on tour, and the Ellen Vannin Colts, as they call themselves, will be turning out. The game's at 4 o'clock, 4 o'clock Saturday afternoon, and it's at Ramsey's Murrick Park. All the clubs in the island are supporting this in one way, shape or form. There's a lot of players in there from the other clubs, and the two Manx Cup games that were scheduled for this weekend, they're going to be played on Tuesday night and Wednesday night respectively. Those guys, the young guys, players of the future, they're there against Wrexham. Ramsey, 4 o'clock Saturday afternoon.
Manx Radio Sport. And finally tonight, this Saturday sees the final regular weekend of Manx Hockey League fixtures across the men's and ladies divisions, and whilst the title winners across the leagues have already been decided, there are still some teams out there whose fate is yet to be decided, whether in terms of relegation or hunting pride and points to elevate themselves up the tables. Before we get into that, there are 4 games already postponed this weekend, and that's due to the Isle of Man under 16 boys involvement this weekend in the final of the England Hockey under 16 boys tier 2 plate in Nottingham this Sunday. And so those postponed games are, in the men's Premier League, Ramsey A versus Vikings A, and Castletown A versus Backers B, and 2 games off as well in men's Division 1, and they are Valkyries B versus Harlequins A and Vikings C versus Vikings B. They'll be rescheduled. However, there are still plenty of games happening across the island on this final weekend of the league campaigns. I spoke to Ben Cunningham to find out more. Going into the final couple of fixtures of the Manx men's and ladies hockey season, let's take a look at the games taking place this Saturday. We'll start off in the ladies Premier League. There are 2 games there. We'll start off with an early pushback, 12:35 at the NSC, and that is Backers A facing Castletown A.
Yeah, Castletown A got the draw they needed. They could have got the victory, but they got a draw which secured the ladies Premier League title last week, so I'm sure they'll be over the moon. I mean, the emotions were high last week when the game got the final whistle. Backers A, though, they'll probably be looking just to cement their position in this league, but I think Castletown A will be favourites on the day and be hoping that they can end the season unbeaten.
Very well. The other game, the ladies Premier League, is a 2:05 pushback at QE2 out in the West in Peel, and it is Valkyries A, and they'll be hosting Vikings A.
Yeah, this will be a close game, I reckon. Valkyries gave Castletown a really good game last week, and it did at one point look like Castletown were on the back legs of it. But Vikings A, though, have picked up their form in the last few weeks. I think Vikings A win will be there on the cards.
Well, then we move on to the men's Premier League. Just the one game there this weekend, 12:35 at QE2. Valkyries A hosting the champions, Backers A.
And the champions will be hoping that they can win this game and finish the season unbeaten. So big game here for Valkyries to see if they can get one over Backers A, but I think Backers A will just be too strong for them on the day.
Well, we know all the titles have been decided, but in the men's Premier League, relegation is still not certain, is it?
It's still not certain. It's still between Ramsey A and Backersby, so them games will be quite important, very much so, for both those teams. At the minute, currently Ramsey are bottom after Backersby got a 5-4 win last week over them, so it'll be a close one.
And Ramsey A and Backersby, of course, their games this weekend postponed. Okay, let's move on to Ladies Division 1 then, and we have three games there.
Yep, and the first game in this league is at 12:35 at King William's College, and it sees Backersby C against Vikings B. Backersby C sadly relegated last weekend after having to concede their game. Vikings B, though, will be hoping that they can end their season with a win, so I think a Vikings B win there. Next game is Harlequins A against Backersby, 2:05 at the NSC. Harlequins A crowned champions last week and will be hoping that they can get victory this weekend and finish the season by only just dropping 1 point this season. So it'll be a tough ask for Backersby, I think, to get one over Harlequins. And then the final game is Valkyries B against Ramsey B, 3:35 at QE2. This is a big game because this could decide really who finished runners-up in this league. Currently at the minute, Valkyries B hold that spot, but if Ramsey A could get one over Valkyries B this weekend, they could leapfrog them over and get that runners-up spot. So big game there at QE2.
Well, no games in men's Division 1 this weekend. Both games there postponed. So let's move on to ladies Division 2.
And the first game is a battle of the C teams, and it's Vikings C against Valkyries C, 12:35 at Castle Rushton High School. Middle of the league clash. Both had pretty good seasons, so I think it'll be a nice game to finish off the season there. And then the final game is Harlequins B against Castletown D. Now, if Castletown D can get the victory over Harlequins B, then they can finish runners-up behind their C team, which will be a really good achievement for them considering they were a newly formed team this season, and I think Castletown D will probably get it on the day.
And then rounding off the senior fixtures, we have two games in men's Division 2.
Yeah, and both games have got quite a lot riding on them. So the first game is at 12:35 at Ramsey Grammar School, and that's Castletown B against Ramsey B. Ramsey B will be hoping that they can stop Castletown B from finishing the season unbeaten, but Castletown B have been looking really strong this season, so I'm going to go for a Castletown B win there. And then the final game is Backers Colt against Castletown C, 2:05 at Ramsey Grammar School. This has got a lot riding on it, so if Castletown B can beat Ramsey B and Castletown C can beat Backers Colt, then Castletown C can finish runners-up and jump ahead of Ramsey B for that runners-up spot in this league. So a big game for Castletown C there to potentially finish runners-up behind their B team.
And then last but certainly not least, we have three games in the Rossborough Mixed Under-15s.
And the first game is Vikings against Backers, 11:05 at Castle Rushton High School. Second game is Valkyries against Castletown Sharks, 11:05 at QE2. And then the final game is Harlequins against Castletown Sabres, 11:05 at the NSC.
Manx Radio Sport. That's all we have time for on Friday Sport Preview on Manx Radio this week. Many thanks to my guests, Tony Meppham, Dave Christian and Ben Cunningham. Have yourself a wonderful Friday and a wonderful weekend as ever. Mike Reynolds is here with you next. So until next time, from me, it's bye for now. Manx Radio.